the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Oh man, this is cool. This is so incredibly cool. Did you know you could get business cards for your business or your personal enterprises that are made out of meat? Very thin cut beef jerky, so it's aged and dry.
Sure.
And then they etch, but they're still edible and they're good.
Mm.
And then you can laser etch your business or radio show or whatever,
mm-hmm.
which would be pretty awesome to have that for our radio show. But I would love that idea because it would separate you from everybody else.
Is the idea of the car to eventually be consumed as food?
Well, I was thinking like, if you would approve this, I realize mm-hmm. you have to sign off on this,
right,
for the show, but
sure.
Like if we could get them for the show, like if listeners got them,
yeah,
and then they were in some dire situation, like stuck in their car at the bottom of a ravine. Not that we want that to happen to you.
Can.
We don't.
It could,
but yeah. Don't think about that right
no,
now.
Right.
The point is, if you were and you were stuck in there, you would be like, oh, what can I eat for sustenance?
Okay.
The Brandt Hanson
show has provided food information.
Yeah. In an emergency situation. Save
so,
lives.
So, oh, I see.
You like it?
No, I don't. I'm
all
sorry.
All right, so she doesn't care about your life. I want to make that clear that I, on this show, care about you.
Right.
Sherry's like, okay. No, I don't care. Got a great question from somebody who listens and heard me talking about redeeming the culture and was kind of like, what do you mean by that? And it was, Debbie, it's brilliant the way you put it. It's a great question. Here's what I mean when I'm talking about that. I was saying don't condemn the culture, redeem it. I'm not talking about just going, hey, we just need better Christian movies or something. I'm talking about something deeper, and it's not about entertainment per se. It's about us actually being for our neighbors and the people who live around us and the city we live in and the area. Actually being for these people. It doesn't mean adopting everybody's beliefs either so that we can be in lockstep with whatever the culture says. So we reject that. We reject saying, I have to be exactly like you and support whatever you want, no matter how destructive it is. It's not that. But it's also not condemning people and just going, well, then I'm done with you, and then brushing off my hands and saying, see, God will teach you guys a lesson. There's a third way, and that is living in a distinct way ourselves, but being for everybody else, loving them. And like it says in the Old Testament, when the Jews were in exile, like plant gardens and be for this city. You're going to be here for a while and be a blessing to the area you're in. I hope this is a safe place and I can share from my heart what I think about something.
Okay.
Sherry did something, and try not to get upset about it. I can't. I have to forgive.
Okay. I'm glad this is the first time I'm hearing about it here on the radio.
Well, that's the best place to instantly confront.
It makes it a little safer.
Matthew 28 says, go straight on the radio with any issues.
In front of everyone.
In front of everybody. But,
yes.
You know, I've worn glasses since I was 1 year old,
mm-hmm.
and I've earned it.
Okay.
But then Sherry and I met this couple that sells glasses frames, and they're really cool.
Oh yeah, I remember
and
that.
So Sherry wanted some.
Yes.
But she doesn't have a prescription.
That's right.
But she wants to go. But you don't.
But Brent, the lady said that she could put some lenses in there that help with the reflection from laptops and computers, which can be damaging
to the
eye.
That's an excuse. You're just trying to be cool and get in on my glasses thing. It's the only thing I have left. Huh. It says here. Now, I'm not Mr. Expert when it comes to the world of romance and all that stuff. I certainly don't really understand what I'm talking about. But so the Bible has this idea about how we should behave ourselves in certain ways.
Yes.
Okay. So, and it can be used like a club to beat people up with, or it can be used as a way to go, wait, this is wisdom. This might actually have something good for us here. God actually might love us.
Mm.
But researchers have found that if you want to find a good man,
mm-hmm.
if you're a woman, it's a single woman, and you want to find a good man, basically they're arguing that a biblical ethic to how you behave yourself
mm-hmm.
will do it.
Mm-hmm. So how so, you mean?
Well, it will do it in terms of...
I know we're dancing around here, but...
Right, so
yeah.
We're totally dancing around here. Well, it said a male's willingness to court for a long time is a signal that he is likely to be a good male.
Mm.
So to pursue you, even with that behavior in place.
Yes.
That actually is a weed out function. And this has nothing to, like, they're not even referencing the Bible here or whatever, but it's just like, it's weird how the wisdom comes back around and people are like, wow, we can't believe how people are treating each other, which is so true. It's like, it's so messed up. But then we're like, yeah, right. It makes sense. Let's face it. Life gets hard sometimes. So you really, hang on a second. Yeah, there it is. Hang on a second. Let's face it. Life gets really hard sometimes and we all have our struggles and things. So when you step back and you really take a look at things, oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I'm just interrupted. We have breaking animal news. There's the animal news breaking out and we break in with the animal news that breaks out. Sure. And this is from Plano, Texas. A theater for dogs in the news. That's right.
Okay.
A theater for dogs. It's sort of right anyway. I read this story. I got really, really excited about this because I like animal news.
Sure.
And I saw a theater for dogs and I thought, I've always kind of wanted that.
When we say theater, is this some movie theater?
Movie theater.
Okay, all right.
But then it wasn't what I was hoping.
What is it?
It's kind of a letdown. It's a movie theater for people.
And you can bring your dog.
You can bring your dog.
Well, what were you hoping for? Just to drop your dog off and let her see a movie and then come back and get her?
I have a feeling you're going to make fun of whatever I was hoping for.
I will give you my solemn promise. Okay. I will try not
to. Okay. So
yes.
Don't. But in I've always kind of wanted this for a long time.
Okay.
But like a theater where it's staffed by dogs, it's run by dogs, the dogs watch movies that are dog related that would keep their interest. And it's like movies about a moving movie. It's emotional. It's about a bone or something that they lost a long time ago. Or maybe it's a thriller with a stick and a cat in it or whatever. But but the dogs run it and it's four dogs. I thought that's what it was when they said it.
So
I was like, now that's interesting. And then I read it. It's like, they let you bring your dog. Big
humans
deal.
Humans are still involved. So you see dogs giving the concessions. You see dogs ripping
like little
the tickets
and stuff.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
You could train them. But anyway, that's not what it is, so don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
See, I made myself vulnerable by sharing my dream.
I'm sorry.
Email him out there. Yeah, gonna be honest with you, that hurt a little bit. I shared a vision, and I asked you not to laugh at it, and then you snickered and then full-on guffawed.
Brant, your vision was to have a theater run by dogs.
Yeah?
All dogs.
Yeah, it was something I said.
I know you're impassioned about it. I try not to laugh, but it's a theater run by dogs.
Well,
the concession stand, the tickets.
But you're going to make it sound silly.
Okay, well.
So share one of your visions, one of your dreams, and then,
Okay. A dog.
Ah!
You're right, that does hurt.
Just want to thank you for listening to our podcast. We really are honored. Whatever you're doing, you're on the treadmill or wherever you are, we just appreciate you. We want you to know that. We want you to know that it's a bit.
What?
Hang on a second.
What?
I think it's my music.
For what?
This is my music.
This is my music.
Okay.
My music, you guys.
What is
here
that?
I go.
Yeah. Why?
It's a new feature where I jump in to the ring and I give old man advice.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, I'm still technically in my 40s, but I'm feeling really old lately.
Okay, so this is like a...
Yeah, do I look young and vibrant? Yeah.
Oh, well,
but
of course.
That's not the point.
That's
not the point.
Yeah.
The point
so this is the old guy who gets to say whatever he wants because he's lived a life. And
you can't be too upset at me either.
Right.
Even if you take this personally, because I'm just some old guy.
No, in your 40s, you don't get to pull that.
49. I've been married 28 years.
Okay.
Bam.
All right. Yeah, I'll take that.
So
I'll
here
take
I
it.
Am. I'm about to go off on something.
Oh, this is good.
You can't take it personally. It's just old guy.
Old guy.
All right. For crying out loud. Let me start with something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I had this in me.
Come on, old guy.
Even to fake.
Come just... on, old guy.
Right. For crying out loud. Let me say this to young dads or young husbands. You don't have to be a dad. Or wives, I guess. It's a really good idea. Go to bed at the same time when you're married. Seriously. Mm-hmm. It helps immensely. Make that a thing for your life. We're going to go to bed at the same time.
Okay.
I know tons, maybe most of my friends, maybe most don't do that. And I think they're at a real disadvantage.
Mm. Why?
Because that's a really bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we can dance around the physical aspect of it, but that is there. Mm-hmm. That is part of it. But also just the time of unwinding together, mm-hmm. being in sync that way. Mm. That is the highlight of my day. Mm-hmm. And no matter how bad my day is, I honestly, my wife knows this. That's what I look forward to the most. Mm. And we'll watch some dumb, you know, show. We'll watch, you know, whatever Victorian era BBC.
Yeah.
And no matter how boring it is, in fact, I like it boring. Mm-hmm. But because I'm chilling with my wife. Mm-hmm. And when you go to sleep, I think it's nice to be time together. I think it feels less chaotic. Mm. I really think you should put your kids to bed early. I can do another riff on that sometime.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have little kids.
Put them to bed early. Mm-hmm. Let your wife get adapted to that so she can chill. Because there's so much going on. It really is true. I've used this analogy before. I stole it from somebody, but it's like the old Windows interface for, I would just say this to men. I know it's going to come across as sexist, but I think it's largely true. Our brains work differently. It's like a woman has these programs open and it's my job to go through and X them out for her. Mm. It's not that she's helpless. Mm-hmm. Just means that she appreciates it. When I take care of things, not in a patriarchal way. I know mm-hmm. we have to trip all these wires, but looking out for her. She does mm-hmm. a million things for me, by the way. I don't even know if I could survive without her. Mm-hmm. But I like to X out all those programs in action. Mm-hmm. Probably I'm just minimizing them. They're just dropping to the bottom tray, but they're still running in the background. But at least mm-hmm. they're out of the way.
Right.
So that she can relax. Because she's so capable of having a million different things that she's juggling. And for me, I'm able to switch more easily. I can just exit out. I don't even keep two programs open at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, but that's such a great golden time of day. And I'm thinking like practically every night, like 7 nights a week, aim for it. And I also think that, just being honest here, the physical relationship too will benefit. And that mm-hmm. is good for the rest of the day as well. So there, I said it.
May I critique this?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We're way, way too compassionate and loving.
I forgot about my music.
We got to work on your delivery. That's not old guy delivery.
Okay, please consider the following. And it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. So, well, just for the next time old guy comes out, let's just be a little angrier if you can.
Okay, yeah.
I tried
to start with For Crying Out Loud.
I know.
But kids these days.
I know. And then you swerve right into compassion, and that's never going to work.
All right, I'm going to get better at this. In the meantime, give it a shot. Maybe this happens to you. A lot of people come up to me and they're like, Brant, can you mime the Oscar-nominated movies?
You said maybe this happens to you, like it would happen to...
I don't know.
Okay.
Does it?
It doesn't happen to me.
Okay. Doesn't happen to Sherry. Does happen to me. Will you mime the Oscar-nominated movies? And yeah. Okay. All right. I will, I guess. They appreciate my miming ministry.
That
I have. And that's why I'm wearing full mime regalia right now. I've got the jaunty little black beret. I've got the...
I was wondering.
Slightly too snug, horizontally striped black and white shirt. I've got
suspenders.
The makeup, the suspenders, all this stuff.
Gloves.
So I got the gloves. and so what we're going to be doing here is I'm going to mime my version of A Star Is Born.
Oh, okay.
Which is very emotional.
And you know that mime is difficult because we're on the radio.
Right.
And
you have to be a really, really good mime to make it work on the radio. You really do.
I know. Yeah, no, I know.
Because of just the nature of it. So here we go. This is... Let me get in my mood.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't know mime's... Okay. Need
a Star Is Born. Here we go. And there we go.
Well,
thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you.
That was emotional.
It was. Honestly, I don't even know how the movie goes. I haven't seen it. Yeah. That was my best guess.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it either.
I pivoted into Black Panther, right? Because I lost track of where I was with the Star Wars.
No, I just thought that was a really angry part of the movie.
You got...
I didn't know how to interpret it.
Yeah, okay. But it got confusing for a little bit, but I pulled it out, I thought. You know how sometimes you have things you know you need to do, but you don't do them?
Mm-hmm. Procrastination.
Well, yeah, I have a book due in a matter of days, like a week.
Yes.
And I need to be working on that.
Okay.
So that's what I should have been doing yesterday.
And what were you doing?
Trying to get my glasses onto my dog because I think she'll look like Mr. Peabody.
You know what?
It dawned on me. I know.
I think that, she actually would.
I literally woke up at 5:30 in the morning yesterday. I'm like, if I got my class, I think a little red bow tie. And so a good part of the day was spent struggling with that.
Really? With the glasses and the, did you go try to get the bow tie?
I haven't got that yet.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
Now, I encourage you to finish your book, but that actually isn't a
bad. It was really cute.
Yeah, that's not a bad way
so
to spend
I might spend the next week just trying to find a little bow tie, mm-hmm. and then I'll talk to my publisher later, and I'll try to explain. Hey, look.
It's look how cute.
Look how cute this dog is. Question, do you read while you eat your phone?
While I eat my phone, do I read?
I am having a really hard time putting words together today.
Which, under any other circumstances, it's fine. Answer the question. That's when you turn hostility. You turn hostile towards the person.
Right.
Answer my question. Do you...
Look, I asked you a straight up question. What's hard to understand? Do you read while you eat your phone?
Answer me.
My question was supposed to be, it was much more mundane and boring, frankly.
Okay, right.
My initial question was supposed to be, do you read your phone while you eat?
I do.
So you sit there, okay.
Yes, I do.
But that's way less interesting.
It is, than eating your phone.
Because if you were listening, like, yeah, I eat my phone while I'm reading.
What of it?
Then we want you to call us, 855-90-BRANT. You're the kind of person we're looking for. Hey, can we just say give it up for us? And by us, I mean all of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are we giving it up for ourselves for?
Well, this is to all of us Americans. We've had a hard time, you know, being together on stuff. but we came together to make it happen. Mm-hmm. We did this thing with there's a picture of an egg on Instagram.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, let's see if we can get 35 million likes.
We did it. Did we?
All of us coming together.
I'm so proud of us.
Cross party lines, cross ideological lines.
All it takes to unite us is not just an egg. But a picture of an egg.
A photo of an egg now has 35 million likes. And so people are like, oh, we can't do anything anymore. Bam.
Yes, we can.
We can. Yes, we can.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.